I will tell you a little story because that is always cozy. Yes? It's a Sufi story. Bayezid is one of the most important Sufi masters. He used to say, to his disciples, "You are all very impatient. You don't know what happened to me when I was with my master. You have to become patient to receive the teaching, to receive the master." For the first 3 years, he did not even look at me, as if I was not there. And he was right. "No, I know. Then I didn't. No, I know. I was not there. Physically, I was sitting there. But my mind was wandering all over the world. And I was feeling very hurt on top of it. Very hurt that he didn't talk to me. For him to ask anything about me was out of the question. He did not even look at me. After 3 years, one morning he looked at me for the first time. And I know it was the first time I was really there, present. No, I know. Then 3 years passed again. And still he didn't say anything to me. I was still hoping, desiring. When does he talk to me? When does he look at me? No, he has already looked at me and recognized that I'm here, that I know. He have to say something to me. But by and by that desire and that hope disappeared. I was wondering, what kind of master is this? He seems to be strange. He even talked to others, even strangers, who keep coming the whole day, and I'm sitting here the whole day with him, from morning to evening. Then, after another 3 years, he looked at me, and he smiled. Now I know why he had not been looking at me and smiling at me. It was because of my desires, my wishes, my mind. That was the barrier. I was not open enough to receive him. It was too much me. It happened in the first moment I dropped the hope. He is a strange man. There is no point. I completely forgot about the desire, slowly, slowly. All my hope, all my ideas, all my projections. It just became part of my life to be there, because that was the only place I wanted. My heart enjoyed it. And his presence was more than enough. I was going deeper. Then 3 years passed again, and for the first time he looked at me into the eyes, and he said, "Bayezid, how are you?" This was the first time that I was not, only he was. I was totally available, empty. This is what the master is looking for. Not the idea of who you think you are, but your presence. These years has all about being a constant melting, disappearing, surrendering, letting go. And my master was such a strange man. When I was, he never asked me anything. And when I was not, he asked me, "How are you?" That is the people the master wants around him. The same day, my master told me, "Now you are ready. Now you can go anywhere. You can spread my word. You can spread the truth. And because you are no more, I will be with you. You have made the space for me." Since then, he's speaking through me. Since then, he's doing things through me. Since then, I have no responsibility in this world, no problems in this world. He has taken everything on himself. This is how it is. This is my experience too. No problem in this world. That is surrendering. But like Bayezid is saying, with the real master, you have to be tested. Like you are tasting gold. Is it real or is it just brass? It doesn't matter what you do, what you say. It is about your state of being. How open, how receptive. How patient. Beloved Swaha, I am immensely grateful to you for showing me a totally new way of living my life. So much happiness and aliveness. It feels almost too good to be true, but it is, and it feels great. The mystics always comes with the good news. They are really the messenger of the good news. Nothing is more good news than what the mystics comes with. But very few can believe that. You have to go through a transformation. So you can really understand what they mean. In the breath session, they were playing a song, "If you don't fight with life, life simply helps you, takes you on his shoulders." And I was crying, a deep sorrow came up. How much I have been fighting against this. Almost to my last breath, I was still stubborn and I didn't want to let go. I know, and such a sweet little woman like Shivani, and so stubborn. Isn't it amazing? I'm dealing with this stubbornness all the time. And stubborn for what? Just to be happy, to be blissful. It's such a strange situation. I will try to talk more, otherwise I will just laugh. And they have stories about some enlightened people, they just laugh. But then very few understands them. Because people don't understand laughter. In fact, they had a lot of problems because they think they laugh of people. So they threw stones from the villages and like that. Those crazy people. They say only the children understood. They enjoyed. At last, some grown-up people, and they are laughing. We only seen serious grown-up, and here comes these people laughing. Only the children could relate to it. That is the reason Jesus also said, let the children come to me. He didn't say, let the grown-up come to me. You have to have some childlike innocence. Otherwise, you will never understand the teaching of a Jesus if you don't have some playfulness in you, some innocence. No, this went in because you were in the breathing. And that's what I say. I go on doing all this year after year after year. Maybe one fine day it goes in. I know you never know when it's going to go in. Even if I'm saying it day in and day out. Relax. There's nothing to do. Enjoy life. This habit is so deep. And you only see it when you're out of it. How can you see something when you're in it? You are totally identified with your situation. And that is what is this stubbornness. You didn't want to let it go. No, you didn't want to let it go because then you will transform. In that very moment, you are something else. So if I don't take you by surprise and whisper in your ear when you are totally relaxed, if you don't fight with life, that's what I said, just like the little children, they don't want to take the medicine. You have to say, look, huh, up, and then you put it in. And then, they start feeling better. But this is great, Shivani, that we can talk about this. Because this stubbornness is very, very deep. Even if you don't want, part of you don't want, of course. But it's not enough that you don't want. It has to be a deeper experience. I was crying, a deep sorrow came up. How much I have been fighting against this. Against not letting go. almost to my last breath. So good that you're still alive, that you can experience this. I was still so stubborn and I didn't want to let go. Fighting for what? For this? So much beauty, so much silent, and so precious. My heart gets so happy when I listen and I follow. It dances. It dances of joy, giving me peace when the right decisions have been made. This is the dilemma I see. This is what you are fighting. Fighting against your own happiness, your own growth, your own heart. In my daily life, many changes have happened. And the things that are not so real anymore seem just to fade away by themselves, giving space to more creativity and playfulness. That is bound to happen. The more you come in close to yourself, so much energy, your whole life force can be open to all the beauty. To singing, to poetry, to meditation, to sharing, to making a nice garden. Little things in life. Creativity and playfulness. All this creativity and playfulness is be kept down by your stubbornness. You cannot do it. People want to be creative, but you are there. Creativity is in you. If you get out of the way, whatever wants to happen can happen. You have no idea how to hold yourself back. Life is creativity in itself. But when you are separated, then it doesn't flow. Nobody, the mind cannot understand this because the mind wants to know, it wants to understand. It wants to be in charge. So that's why it doesn't trust either. Then many people say, if I let go, if I become a nobody, then how can I function? Like they're becoming a vegetable then. That is how the ego thinks. No, I'm just a cauliflower. I can't function. I cannot do anything in life. But life is intelligence, consciousness itself. This is not experience before the stubbornness, which is another name for the mind, is gone. Giving more space for creativity and playfulness. However, I do see that I need to take more time to meditate and relax in the moment. Otherwise, the old doer takes over again. The habit of the mind is so strong. This is what I've been telling you. Now you see it. I know you have had some experiences where you go out of your mind. You know how it is to be free of the mind. Then it's really the pits to go back. And you have to take care of it. Because the habit of the mind is so strong that it will take over again if you don't nurture that no mind space, that creativity, that playfulness. That is the habit. You have to be on guard. You cannot fall asleep. Then again you get involved in the mind. That has already happened, or no, again. And it's happening easier and easier when you first have a taste of it. No, you are close to me, then again, you get ignited. In the beginning, it's just a game. But as it goes deeper, it becomes like life or death. Because you know this is why you are here. To be creative, to be playful, to be enjoy life. So this is how you nurture it. That's how it is with everything. That's why many times I remind you, be aware what you love. If you love money, if you love power, if you love image, then that's how you will become. If you love beauty, if you love love itself, if you love truth, then that's how you will become. But most people, they love all kinds of silly things. Then that's how you become. All those desires that you have when you are unconscious has to come into one desire, one longing. That's what you are touching here. And when you first have touched it, then you see it's so much more worth than anything. It's effortless. All the other things disappear by themselves. It's not the doing. You just have to tune into that which is most important, that which gave you that understanding, that peace, that consciousness, that playfulness, that creativity. Nurture that. No, that is the right way to turn your back to the world as such. You have to be very careful now so it doesn't you get entangled again. That doesn't mean that you have to escape, but just be more conscious. Even though now, in the retreat with you, it seems impossible not to want to take care of myself. Yes, that's how it is. Because around me, here, this is the climate to be yourself. When you're in it, it seems impossible. And when you're out of it, it seems so far away. That's the whole meaning of dedication. Of being total. When you find something that you realize is so precious, then that totality, that surrender, it comes by itself. It's beyond you, just like this happened. You didn't do it, it just happened. But you have to decide now to take care of it. Before it was just a dream. Now it's the reality, but it's just a little flower. No, you have to nurture it, to give it what it wants. I don't know anything anymore. That's fine. Because that's why you can listen to me now. The only thing crystal clear for me is that I want to be with you. Yes. That is also comes out of that space. Because there you feel safe, seen, yourself. You don't need to be anything else than just yourself. That's what this story by Yazid said. For 9-10 years he was with the master, hardly got anything. When at last it was nobody home, he was totally a vehicle, totally surrendered to the master. Then the master said, no, you can go and teach. No, you can spread the word. No, I will work through you. But then the Bayezids, they don't want to go. Why go? There are so many stories of Buddha, Buddha's disciples. Buddha is asking, where is so-and-so? Atmananda Swami, where is he? I haven't seen him. Buddha knows that, no, he has come back now. He has popped. Go and find him. Then he comes, oh, I knew you knew what have happened to me. But please, please, don't send me away like you do with some people. This is the problem. I heard you want to spread your message. I've been trying to hide. That's why I haven't come close. I'm just sitting in the back now in the forest. That is a true devotee. That is the only thing, that is true, Shivani, is the only thing crystal clear for me is that I want to be with you. They say, Ramana Maharshi said, which they have said for thousands of years in India, Guru, God and Self, same. But where to find God? God is just an idea. So, if these few people who has an opening for God really desire to find themselves, they find the Guru, then that is the address to God. Then you can find yourself. Then who wants to go anywhere then? If my master had still been in the body, most probably I will still be there also. That is crystal clear, that I just want to be with you. And blessed are those who knows that that is enough to know, because the master will provide everything. That is surrender. You don't need to know anything else, because that is the whole thing. At your feet, Shivani. That is the whole change of the transformation. First, you have so many directions, so many thoughts, so many ideas, so many desires. Then into the spiritual journey. Then, oh, I don't know this. Maybe there's something better there. Then guru shopping, running around, getting more confused. Don't know anything. What is right? What is wrong? Where's the truth? Where's my part? This part better than that part? Till one lucky day, I don't know anything. Only one thing I know. I want to stay here by your feet. That is crystal clear. That I know, this feeling, Shivani. When it's your own experience, then you become unshakable. All these desires has gone. No, only one thing. That is clarity. That is really a blessing. Because you have so many directions, most of people, they don't know where they're going. How great it is just to have one direction, one focus. All your energy can come into one. That is crystallization. Then only you are one.
If not now, when? If not here, where? If not me. Who could I be? Challenge of
There was a great woman mystic called Sahaja. She was also very crystal clear in what she wanted. This crystal clear only comes when you know. She said, I can abandon God, but I will not forsake my master. God is not equal of my master. This she must have gotten so much problems for, to say something like that in India in the past. This is courage. She could have gotten crucified. And in the West, it's even worse. In India, they know that the Guru can bring you to God. In the West, it's almost blasphemy. But that's how it is, because the Guru is real. You have found him. She has found her master. Who brings you in touch with yourself, with the divine? Who knows about God? It's just a word. Where can I find God? So she says, I can abandon God, but I would not forsake my master. God is not equal of my master. God has given me birth into this world. My master has freed me from this cycle of birth and death. God threw me into the net of the family. My master cut away these chains of attachments. There's no bullshit there, that is clarity. Above all, God created this duality of bondage and freedom. My master destroyed all these illusions. I offer myself, body, mind, and soul, at the feet of my master. No, I have such a long letter from Malika now. And that is good, because now you are coming back to yourself now, something is happening. And then you have to share them. That's how it is. When you are not, when you are all just confused thoughts, what can you share with the master then? Nothing. Then people hide. Then when you connect, then you feel very happy. You have to share, because it's always been inside. Everybody wants to open up. But you're so used to being confused that you don't know. You have to come to some kind of stability before you can share. No, I have to read this, Malika, because I heard you going today. No, you can't go now. This is your family now. You think your family is there. This is not how it is. Don't you know that? I fuck everybody up in a good way. I will always challenge you to be more real, more crystal clear. To go beyond your own ideas. And things are now getting more clear. You have to trust your insights. Beloved Master, what can I say but thank you again and again? Every day I thank you in my heart. I came here 1 year ago, and from the moment I arrived, I felt home. So very happy, very blessed. Yes, it's just a sign. You were always looking for this. It's always been in you, but you didn't find it anywhere in this world. You had that with you when you came. That's why I'm saying this is the family. But it's still new. It's still new. I feel a deep and beautiful connection with you in my everyday life. Even though I have been so busy doing many things, work, family, the baby, I feel you and myself, the gratefulness and love. Beloved, I want to ask you about something that keeps coming up. I have realized that when I sometimes become irritated, frustrated, more dark, projecting on others and judging them, it always just happening when I'm tired, when my energy is low, when I'm experiencing pain in my body, when I have gone over my limits. Yes, that's why I say know thyself. By knowing yourself, you know your limits. You have to start loving yourself. Jesus have a saying, I think, love thy neighbors like yourself. That's not, I don't think he said that. Because how can you love your neighbors if you don't love yourself? Start with yourself. When you love yourself, you will love everybody. Then only you will realize. But everybody is teaching the other way. You should be nice. You should be kind. You should be loving. How can you do that? This is a goody-goody. You have to work to find the love in yourself. Then that love becomes crystal clear. Then out of love, only love will happen. So, of course, all these things, irritation, frustration, darkness, projecting, judging others, it cannot happen when you are in the light. It's when you are getting dark. That means, no, you haven't listened to yourself. Then you're going over your limits. Or you are pushing yourself in situations that you don't want to do. You don't want to be there. That's why I'm saying it takes courage to be truthful, to be real. It's not for weak people. Weak people, they play these games all the time. You have to become a lion if you're going to break free. You have to have the courage to listen to your own intuition, your own truth, which is there, instead of listening to the expectations of others. And that you have been eating your whole life how you should be. As a friend, as a daughter, as a mother, as this, as that. As a woman. All that you have to go beyond. You have to learn from yourself. This is what you are stepping into. People always is projecting, always judging others, always irritated, always frustrated, always getting tired. It's almost a new sickness worse than cancer now, burnout in the Western world. Because people are not in touch with themselves. So they have burnouts, they get so tired, exhausted. Doing. They have lost all connection with their own self, with what they need to take care of themselves. They have projection, they have ambitions, they have ideas. They're going to be successful. They're going to be creative. They're going to be this and that. Everything except being themselves, which is very easy. But as my wise oracle says, Shivani, we are so stubborn. So don't be stubborn, be wise. The only way is then to know thyself. And to know thyself, you have to drop all those voices, what people say and have said to you. All that you have to throw out. Then only will you know yourself. Then you know what your limits are, and you will take care of yourself. And you are here to take care of yourself and love thyself and be in harmony with the whole existence, which nobody is teaching you. And if you are in harmony and peace with yourself, automatically you will spread peace and harmony. But because you don't know yourself, you are doing all these things. You are going over your limits. You get tired, you get exhausted, you get irritated because you are not listening to yourself. That's what everybody is doing. Then that's what I call the goody-goody. Then you're playing all these games. You have to be nice, you have to be kind, you have to take care. But maybe it's not right for you. It is a release to realize this, that is coming from me, not other people. Yes, because when you take the responsibility, which I say that is the first thing as a sannyasin, to come back to yourself, is that you have to be responsible for yourself. So it is a release, because no, you can change it. It's not to do with anybody else, it's only with you. That is responsibility. And you have the power to change everything. Right now you have. You can decide this very moment, enough is enough. But still it is painful to be in that space, and I feel that is happening very easily for me. One family dinner, okay, I can enjoy. Can you really? At least the beginning. Be truthful. But then we go on 1 week, everybody to the summer house, and then it starts. Oy, 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 oy. This is the thing. I see all the unconscious patterns, the habits, all the noise, talking all the time, and very loud also. It's very difficult to keep up this game when you start waking up. It's impossible, because you start seeing through it. And remember, it doesn't matter if it's family, if it's friends, or if it's your husband or your wife or whatever, but anything that is hindering you to be real, leave it. That's the truth, if you want to be free. It doesn't matter. You have to adjust to be devoted to truth, to love, to consciousness itself. Anything that is hindering you is not good. It's a game. So, the family can be great if it supports your freedom. the family can be hell. We just had a nice story a few days ago from a sannyasin. If they are unconscious, if they are hindering your freedom, or if they are pulling you down into the past, into the unconscious, that is how it is from my view with the family, with everything. It's nothing to do as such with the family. So I have people here that they bring the parents, and the parents connect even more than the children, and the other way. The parents bring their children. I have daughters and sons here now, and the parents have sent them here because they know that I transformed their life. Then the family is great. It's beautiful. That's how it should be, because then it becomes more friends. We want to be conscious. We want to wake up. We want to come back to ourselves. Great family. In that kind of family, you don't get tired after dinner. You want to have dessert and see a nice movie afterwards. But in some family, it's a nightmare. Didn't you see this Osage country? I think I showed it for the Sangha. That's great. We have some great. It's a typical family. That's what I mean when I talk about the family. That is like the typical. Once in a while, you have good families, conscious families. I have nothing against my parents. They never had any problems with them. Not that I listen much to them. I'm so bad. But I know for many people, many of you, this with family is a very touchy subject.
Or my family.
I have to be careful, especially when I have some Sicilians around. Even I try to behave. But it's tough to behave. So this is the thing, Malika, and for everybody, you have to see, is absolutely not, family can be great. And the family, if you become more, if they are more also into becoming real, then you will become more and more like friends. Either way, you have to go beyond this idea of family. And the most parents, that's what I mean when I talk about family. They are unconscious. They have expectations for you. They want you to become like this or that, or do like that and this, or be like this and that. That is every parent's. And look how difficult, how hard it is, how stubborn we are to try to wake up, to be crystal clear. What to say about the parents? Be compassionate to your parents. It's very difficult to love your parents. I don't mean goody-goody love. Real love. That means you have to understand yourself. You have to forgive them in their unconsciousness. That is an uphill task. It's much easier to hate your parents. Because unconsciously, they all the time put things on you. And nobody wants people, every human being in their heart wants to be free. Everybody wants to be free. Everybody wants to be happy. So then you don't want any parents or anybody, for that matter, to put things on you, to put expectations on you. You don't want that. Even if you buy it in your unconsciousness, and getting irritated and angry, that you are doing in your unconsciousness because you're not aware. You are not seeing the truth as it is. You are not crystal clear. Then you're swallowing this. So every child wants to be free. But this has gone on down the generations. The parents wasn't free, so they have expectations of you. You are not free, you putting expectations on the family, on the parent, on the children. So if you go beyond that, that can be clear. We want to help each other. Then totally different thing. Otherwise, as far as the truth concerned, the family has done, your parents has done this deal. You are here. Okay, adios. That's the truth. No, you couldn't choose your parents, but you can choose now out of your consciousness who is your family. So out of consciousness, everything is fine because you're doing choices out of clarity. Out of unconsciousness, everything is fucked. So it all depends on you. And if you are crystal clear, then you can play the game, even if they are unconscious, but only one dinner. That's them. If not, then okay, 1 month holiday, great, on a desert island with my whole family. Osage country to the max. Then the boat come and get you, everybody did suicide. What's the point? If there's no chance that anybody wants to be conscious, you're just playing the same games, why do you do it? And if there's no chance that they want to wake up, why go there? But you can be very loving, you can be very truthful, you can open that to them. That's why I only want one dinner, not 20 this summer. And that maybe will stir something in them. That now we can start relating. You are not my little daughter anymore. You are a human being. You follow. But that takes consciousness from you. And most people, they don't have consciousness. They don't have clarity. So you go on playing the same game. Even if you are 70, your parents are 90. It's much easier to be unconscious, to be sleepy, much easier. Because truth will challenge everybody. Just one word of truth and you can stir up the whole family. So that's why it's much better to do the lies. Nice day today.
Oh, the pudding was marvelous.
Don't go beyond the pudding. Just one word of something else. Then those delicious potatoes. And everything, people start feeling uncomfortable. We're going a little bit beyond our area. So, of course, when you get more and more truthful and more in tune with yourself, you will feel more and more uncomfortable. If you are unconscious, then everything is fine, doing the same. But consciousness, when you start waking up, it demands some action from you, that you start living it. First, people are totally asleep. Then it's fine. Let's go on with the blood pudding the whole life.
Marvelous, Mama.
Just marvelous. Splendid. But then there's more to life than the blood pudding. Luckily, it's pad thai too. So it's like that. Everybody can relate to this because everybody has a family for some strange reason. But that's how it is. Everybody wants to be free. And remember, your parents also wanted to be free. No, maybe they are locked. Maybe it's too late. You are working hard to wake up. Then have compassion then. Be truthful. Be loving to them. You should always be loving to everybody. But first and foremost, be truthful to yourself. Because you can change yourself. You can transform yourself. But you cannot transform anybody else if they don't want to. It's impossible. That is only Mother Teresa and Sugandhi who try. But neither did Mother Teresa have so, and neither did Sugandhi have so good results. I see all the unconscious patterns, the habits, all the noise, talking all the time and very loud also. And I lose my energy and mind goes at it with judging. And at the same time, I feel very sad about it because I also love them so much and they are so loving and happy people, but I get so tired. It's totally normal. And of course, you should love them and you should do as much as you can for them. But you should also listen to yourself. That is the balance. It just shows that you are not conscious enough to just play the game with them, because then you wouldn't judge them. You know, if you have totally taken care of yourself, then whatever people do is fine. You accept people as they are. You don't judge people. People are like they are. It's a free world. But you start judging them because you want them to be different. And you want them to be different because still you haven't made you different. And you are longing to be different. And you see that in others. Then you judge them, you get angry at them, you get upset. But what you should do, my suggestion, change yourself. Change yourself, everything changes. Good idea? Yes, good. So my question is this. Do you think I will always be like this? That I always will get easily tired of the world of social life, of the family? Is it in my chemistry, my energy, my body, my very being? That it depends. If you transform, then no, because then you will be out of it. If you don't, then you will always be like that. Another thing is that, of course, when you are sensitive, then you feel it the more. That just means that you should take even more of, take care of yourself. Which everybody should, but some is more insensitive. But this with the family, everybody has to face or push it under the carpet, you know. Will I, when I come more and more back to myself, be able to better handle this, or will it even be more tiring? That nobody can say. You have to experiment. When the doer, that one who wants to change anything or who are tired or upset with the family, when that is gone, then you don't get tired. But on the other side, maybe you don't want to go to certain places then. Maybe that also is including your family, because it makes you more tired. That is the danger of being very clean. You have to listen to your own being. That will change everything. That's why people are very afraid of changes, because it can change everything. You have used to doing this and this and this, and that's now suddenly everything changes. Because you accept your own sensitivity, your own self-love, to take care of yourself, to be in harmony. Then you will feel that. That comes by itself. It's nothing you have to do. You feel when you have come to a limit, no, I retreat. Then you will, maybe it's even enough to go into another room or go for a walk, but retreat. Don't go further. Come back to yourself. Then you can take coffee also. It's like that. Or maybe you give up, that there's no hope, because what's the point anyway? It doesn't move anywhere. It all depends on you, and it all depends on the people you are with. It doesn't matter if it's family or if it's friends, because when you change, everything will change. And the truth is, the family is the old. That we can agree on. The family is the old. So if the family doesn't also grow, then it will always suck you back to the old. So for somebody who wants to wake up, that means you want to grow. You want to expand. You want to become conscious. You want to be free. Then you don't want to go back to the old. The only chance then is if they are open for growth. That's where I'm coming from. I have nothing against the family, but anything that is against your growth. And as far as I'm concerned, the past is the graveyard, and you are alive. Don't go there if you're not a vampire. Like that. I remember that from my childhood and all my life, really, I always found the world very hard, the people very noisy, feeling too sensitive for this place. This combined with the strong responsibility to keep them pleased, to not make it uncomfortable for anybody, has made me want to not be around people, enjoying too much my own company. That's how it is. But now you have found a different company. That doesn't make you tired. That makes you more clear. That is what it is to find a master, to find the Sangha, to find the Buddha field. This is what you've been missing. And that's what all what I'm saying. There is no wrong. There is no right. Follow your own heart. Where it feels good, where you find peace, where you find happiness, where you find insight, where you find clarity. This is what is important. That's why you are here. You always found the world very hard, people very noisy, feeling too sensitive for this place. Yes. And this is the conflict, at the same time, a strong feeling combined with this responsibility to keep them pleased. You have to see through it. Everybody has this. But why should you be here to please somebody when you are not pleased? Hello. That is a great Zen koan. Why should I please when I'm not pleased? How can I please anybody if I'm not pleased myself? So, maybe. As I'm doing my Zen koan, maybe I'm getting inside. Maybe I have to please myself. Please yourself. Take care of yourself. Find happy people, happy work, all happy, nice transformation, feeling pleased. Please, very pleased. Please, I want to feel pleased. That's all what Master is saying now. Then you feeling pleased, out of pleasedness, you please. Please, everybody. But not feeling pleased, feeling angry, angry, angry. Meditation. Master also learning every day. Never thought about this. First feeling pleased. Please, please feel pleased. I like this. Please feel pleased. So you can please everybody pleased. If you're not pleased, no good. Not please others. So, very straight. Responsibility to keep them pleased. That's no good. And this, everybody have this unconscious because you've been fed that. You have to. It's expected from you. Many people, even they are no vegetarian, sannyasin, all that, but Christmas, I go and eat that pork. Because my family, I just to please them, please them. Myself, I go. But my mother feels very pleased. I've been making pig all day. And you're my daughter, my only daughter, you don't eat. It's a very crispy pig. Yes, I want to please, but I'm not pleased. Then no good. Just be truthful. Stand up for truth. Me, no more eating pig. Then feeling good. The truth. Me, no eating pig. I want soya burger. Feeling very clean. Nice. If mother understand, good. If mother don't understand, what to do? Maybe mother much pain in the heart. What to do? Truth. Truth have to come forth. I'm telling you. Maybe big hurt for mother. Daughter not eating pig, what to do? But I tell you, it's worth it because it's your truth. Then if every mother love daughter. Maybe not every daughter love mother, but every mother love daughter. Then mother thinking. Daughter doesn't like pig. Going deeper, deeper, deeper. First time in life contemplating. Contemplating. Contemplation going into meditation. What to do, heart, much pain, no eating pig, by pig, all day. I work very hard. What is happening? Maybe. I remember past life. I remember past life. I also know eating pig. My God, what happened? Only because of daughter, I remember. No, I only want broccoli pie. Feeling much better. Then mother coming, thank you, daughter, thank you. From now on, we make vegetarian food together. Whole new level of understanding. Peace in the country, peace in the family. Then you can go on like that. Just beginning. That is the chance always with me also. When I tell something truthful to somebody I know, they can get hurt. Or they can change like that. Then if they change, then feel much better. Going to the next level. Next level of understanding. If not, going down. Pig stage. Then only thing I can hear and feel. Like that. What more can I say? With all my heart and eternally thankful, Malika. Very good, Malika. But you know you have found your family. No, it's not so serious anymore. Madhav, you're getting hot now. Listen, Malika, what my master said about the family. The real family is not your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, your wife, your husband, your children. They are just accidental. Your real family is the family of a Buddha. If you are fortunate to meet a Buddha, to come into his company, and to feel joyful in the company of the awakened one, then dissolve into that company. You have found your family. Don't miss the chance, because this chance is very rare, very rare. Only once in a while does somebody become enlightened. That's how it is. Buddha himself left the family, left his pregnant wife. If he hadn't done that, we wouldn't have any Buddha. So what is the worst now? To leave your family or to leave Buddhahood? Look how many people Buddha helped. Thousands of people enlightened. But mother and father very hurt. Even when Buddha came home after becoming enlightened, he got a lot of shit. Because they cannot see the present. They live in the past. Complaining about what he did to the family, their expectations. Even to a Buddha they do. That's how it is. You are writing poems also now. That's a good sign, Malika, because now you are coming back now. No tension, no nothing. Where are you going? We are not going, we just are. But you were just here, and now you are not here. Such is our nature. We are there, then we are not there. But we do not go anywhere. We have no intention, no direction, no desires. We take form, we exist, then we dissolve. Now you are here again, just a moment. Just a moment ago you were not. Such is our nature. But where do you go? We do not go. We are moving like the wind, dancing with existence. Don't you get scared? We have no mind. There is no fear. Can I come with you? Yes. When you become like us, then you will also move like us, dance with us. How do I become like you? You are already like us. You have just forgotten. How can I remember? Do not worry about that. You are already starting to remember. How can you know? We know you are having a conversation with the clouds. Beloved Master, thank you so much for everything. In truth, you are the one serving us. We have nothing to give you. You have everything to give us. I love you. I bow down in gratitude. Malika. Blessed are those who find this family, the Sangha. Maybe you can choose your parents, but now you can choose, and everything done out of consciousness becomes beautiful. Everything done out of unconsciousness becomes ugly, disappointing. Everything done out of consciousness, awareness, will bring good. So become conscious. Go where you become conscious. Where you can follow your innocence, your truth, your love. Much is possible. Allow it to happen. in a more conscious world, the parents will teach the children what is most important. Freedom, love, consciousness, meditation. But that is not how it is on this planet yet.
As the flower blossoms forth, you are becoming the song of your heart. How beautiful it is, how beautiful it is, as the flower blossoms forth.
But it's starting.
You are.
The hawk circling, we sing.
Beautiful.